Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book, The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
This, the Raisin Meditation, will take about 20 minutes to complete. We'll spend the first 10 minutes or so doing breath practice, and then the next 10 minutes paying attention to our morsel of food. You can use a raisin, or you could use another piece of dried fruit, such as a dried cranberry, or perhaps a piece of a date or a fig, or any other small piece of food that can be eaten slowly. So begin to find your breath, either in your belly or at the tip of your nose. And see if you can bring your attention to full cycles of breathing, from the beginning of an inhalation to the point of relative fullness, down to the point where your lungs are relatively empty, and the cycle begins again. Notice any feelings arising having to do with the fact that we're about to eat something. Perhaps anticipation, positive, or maybe negative if you don't like what you've chosen. Allow those feelings to be in the background, and gently return your attention to the breath. If you like, you can use one of the noting methods that we explored in the breath practice sampler. Either silently noting to yourself, rising and falling if you're attending to the breath in the belly, or in, out at the tip of the nose, or counting the breaths. Should your mind begin to wander, as it tends to do, as soon as you notice that it's caught in a chain of narrative thoughts, just gently bring your attention back to the sensations of the breath. Remember, this is like puppy training. The mind wanders off, we bring it back, It wanders off again. We bring it back again. See if you can bring an attitude of interest or curiosity to the breath, seeing how each breath is different from the one that came before it. Should discomfort arise in the body, try a little bit to not move, to not do things to fix it, but just to notice the sensations and bring your attention back to the breath. If they become very uncomfortable, feel free to adjust your posture, but see what it's like to not act on that impulse as soon as it arises. We attend to the breath as though there's nowhere else to go, nothing else to do, just this moment. Now, if your eyes have been closed, allow them to open and pick up your raisin or other piece of food between your thumb and your forefinger and begin to examine it. I'll assume for the purpose of these instructions that you have a raisin. And begin to examine all of the hills and valleys in the raisin, where it's shiny and where it's dull. Perhaps you can see the spot where it attached to the grapevine. Just take it in as though it were an object of beauty. Something rare and wonderful that you had discovered. And once you have a good sense of what the raisin looks like, allow your eyes to close again and explore the raisin through your sense of touch. Feel what it's like moving it between your thumb and forefinger and take in all of those sensations. Notice how experiencing the raisin through touch is different from experiencing it through sight. Next, and this is going to feel a little bit odd, paying attention to the movement of your hand and your arm, bring the raisin until it's just outside of your ear canal. Resist any temptation that you might have to insert the raisin, and roll it between your thumb and forefinger, and see if you can detect the faint crackling sound that a raisin makes. Take in your raisin through hearing. And once you've listened to your raisin, gently bring your hand to hold the raisin beneath your nostrils. And breathe in through one nostril and then the other. And take in the raisin aroma. Take it in through your sense of smell. See if perhaps the aroma is different in intensity through one nostril than through the other. And once you've smelled the raisin, gently bring it in front of your lips. Notice any impulses that arise. And allow your tongue to reach out and capture the raisin as only it knows how to do, and then hold the raisin between your tongue and the roof of your mouth. Notice how your mouth responds to the presence of the raisin. Notice too any feeling reactions that you have. allow yourself to breathe. And now begin to use your tongue to explore the touch sensation of the raisin. See if the raisin begins to change as you explore it. And notice how this is different from exploring the raisin with your eyes, with your thumb and forefinger, with your ears, or with your nose. Next, position the raisin between your upper and lower molars, and just hold it there for a few moments. Notice what that feels like. And once, but only once, bring your molars together and see what you experience. Now recapture the raisin with your tongue and explore your handiwork. Notice the touch sensations with your tongue, the flavor sensations, how your mouth responds with saliva, the whole experience. Now very slowly and deliberately, allow yourself to continue chewing the raisin, feeling each bite. When it naturally occurs, notice the swallow reflex and how the raisin adroitly makes its way down your throat and toward your stomach. When the time comes that the raisin is mostly gone, notice how your mouth feels after the raisin. Notice any impulses that arise, perhaps to have another raisin, or perhaps the urge to floss. Just continue to take in the experience. And once the raisin is really all gone, allow yourself to come back to your breath, noticing the rising and falling sensations in the belly or the sensations at the tip of your nose. I'll bring this meditation to a close by ringing the bell, and listen to the sound of the bell from the beginning of its ring until the sound has drifted off into space and can no longer be heard.